WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Here are two traffic advisories due to the start of construction projects. One, which starts today, involves a new sidewalk along Welburn Road. That will mean occasional closings of a northbound lane between Southwest Parkway and Luther until August. Beginning tomorrow on the freeway is the last of the new on and off ramps. This will affect southbound traffic in College Station between Southwest and Emerald Parkways through July, weather permitting. The month of April is recognized nationally as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and Scotty's House partnered with local law enforcement and child service agencies to raise awareness in our community.
In Texas, more than four children die from child abuse or neglect on average every week. 176 children are confirmed victims every day, and seven children are abused or neglected every hour.
Last year, we saw 450 kiddos. And we deal with the most severe cases of child abuse here at Scotty's House. So when I tell you, you know, we had 450 kiddos walk through our doors, that's 10% of the actual number of victims that are out there.
Volunteer Services Coordinator Melanie Scarpacci says Blue Ribbon Tree ceremonies will be held throughout the Brazos Valley this week. For a full schedule and locations, visit scottyshouse.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next three nights, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is holding town hall meetings.
On Monday, we're going to cover the northern part of the district by having a town hall meeting in Waco at University High School in the auditorium. That'll start around 5:30. On Tuesday, we're bringing the operation down to Bryan College Station. We'll be at the American Legion Post 159. It's off of Highway 21 in North Bryan. That'll start at 6 o'clock, and we'll go to whatever we run out of questions.
On Wednesday, Flores is doing a conference call with constituents who live in rural areas, along with those he represents from Austin to Pflugerville. He also invites those who want to participate in what he calls a teletown hall to go to send an online request through the contact page on his website or Facebook page. Nearly a year after Bluebell's first recall of ice cream that led to shutting down all production, federal inspectors have been told the source of Listeria bacteria at the home plant in Brenham was various potential locations. According to Fort Worth television station KXAS, Bluebell told the Food and Drug Administration the Listeria source at its plant in the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, was a drainage system. From there, bacteria was released into the air and settled on nearby equipment. Last year's contamination was linked to three deaths in Kansas and several illnesses. A Texas A&M student found asleep in his rental car that was parked on West Campus was arrested for having $20,000 of marijuana. According to the arrest report from University Police, 35-year-old Stephen Lyons of Houston gave permission for a search on a lot off Olson near Raymond Stotzer. In the trunk, the UPD officer found a cardboard box containing five large vacuum-sealed bags of pot weighing more than 10.5 pounds. The officer also found $3,000 cash in the center console. Lyons, who according to court records entered a guilty plea to a felony theft charge in Brazos County 4 years ago and was sentenced to 6 years in prison, is out of jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 52 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's about 7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Nice weather for today with sunshine and blue skies and a west to southwest breeze, boosting our temperatures up to 75 to 80 later on this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We drop down to the mid-50s overnight. Another fine day on Tuesday. Again, with a west to southwest breeze, mostly sunny and 80. Fair at night, upper 50s. And a mix of clouds and sun on the way for Wednesday and about 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll get you caught up in sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball and softball both in action over the weekend. The final two teams in the NCAA men's basketball tournament wrapping up March Madness in April.
Stop it. Stop it. Just stop that. Quit doing that.
In April.
It's the National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I men's basketball championship tournament. All right. Go ahead.
Wrapping up March Madness in April. Hey, yeah. You play the joke all the time, man. That's all I'm saying. We'll have that plus a look at Major League Baseball, which starts up today for the Texas teams coming up in sports at 7:50.
Well, now, here's what I want to know is how many, I don't know, what are the most popular shows on TBS? Do we know? What are the top rated shows on TBS?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
I know. See, that's exactly right. You wouldn't.
Unless it's part of the basketball.
Well, that's not, though. That's what I'm saying. Because here's the deal. You always use, I mean, they use Super Bowl for, you know, showing whoever their stars are. They show, and CBS would do it. But, you know, how far into the programming will they be before they show some person who stars on a show on TBS? And the thing is, I know so little about TBS that I can't even I'm searching through the internet while I'm talking and I can't even find a show that I would know. So there'll be some guy or gal sitting behind the bench of Carolina, and it'll be somebody who's a star of the TBS show. But that's what they do. So Patrick, I didn't get a chance to tell you this. It was Thursday after the show was over, and then you weren't on the show Friday. But apparently, they're going to have in May. They're going to have at the Bush Library. Their temporary display will have to do it with transportation, and they're going to show some old cars. But they're also going to have
cars.
A Tesla. What's it called? E? Is that what it's called?
Is that the latest one?
Yeah.
The third one?
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
Tesla 3.
Tesla 3, yeah.
They couldn't call it the E.
That's
someone
right,
else,
yeah.
I think,
so they're going to have the Tesla 3 there is what I understand.
So exciting.
And maybe a guy who has a whole lot to do with that company will be here too.
Two times in less than a year?
Yeah, could well be.
He was here for the Hyperloop.
Look at Patrick getting all fanboy.
That part I'm not exactly sure about. Anyway.
Well, no, we weren't sure last time. He just sort of showed up. He's a busy man.
According to the Tesla car company, its Tesla's Model 3 has reached 253,000 orders in the first 36 hours since the announcement.
How many?
253,000.
A lot of those people will likely back out, but there's a $7,500 subsidy that rolls off after the first 200,000 cars are sold from a company. So I don't know how many of the first two models were sold, but there's going to be about 150,000 really upset people.
So it's like you put your money down, and then when the product gets there, you're not sure. It's kind of like what Beanie Babies
used
to be.
It's $1,000 down, so not a huge amount to save your place in line, and it's 100% refundable.
You didn't like my joke about Beanie Babies?
I wasn't listening. Yeah. I was trying to make sure that I gave the facts correct.
Okay.
It's not that I didn't want to listen. I was scared I was going to screw something up.
The Model
3
will be the very first car designed for a mass market, really, because it's
from Tesla.
Where are they going? About $35,000 to $40,000.
It'd be $35,000 is the base model, and that's before the $7,500 subsidy.
Okay, all right, and I think they've got some options that you can get.
I bet they have a lot.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though, and I think I want to say that Honda was the first one to do this, but back in the day, when you bought a car, I mean, they'd give you an absolute laundry list of things that you could choose because they were basically
custom building, even though it was on an assembly line, custom building every car. You know, if you wanted your 1968 Plymouth Satellite to have this, and this, you could punch each of those, and they would build that car. But I remember buying a new Honda at one point, and they had this, or this. And that was it. These are your choices. There's this model, and with this package, or this package. So it may have something on it you didn't want, but that didn't matter because they were going to build it from an efficiency standpoint, is that they're going to only build that with this package of options. And I think that's become pretty regular. I don't know. I haven't bought a new car in a long time. But
it was just a few weeks ago we were talking about decision fatigue.
What? Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well.
You can reserve one of those Elios for $100.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Elios. God.
Courtney Cox would be about the only star that you knew on TBS, by the way.
Oh, thanks. What is an Elio?
It's that 85 mile per gallon, tricycle.
Okay.
In Texas, it's a covered vehicle, but in Texas, you'd still have to wear a motorcycle helmet.
It's a reverse Reliant Robin.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but that's fine. What does that mean?
The Reliant Robin was a British-made car that had two wheels in the back and one in the front and was notorious for tipping over. This has two wheels in the front and one in the back.
You said Robin, I think of a bird or Batman. Yeah. So I can't.
Rowan Atkinson used to run them off the road in Mr. Bean.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah, now I've seen it. That's sad.
You got that picture in your head?
Yeah, I do. That's too bad.
Top Gear shot one off in a rocket.
Yeah, 760. Really? Okay. Would you buy a car from a company that makes vacuum cleaners?
Dyson?
Yep. Dyson, the UK company, known for its bagless vacuums. They're proud of their vacuums. You know that?
Yeah.
They are. Wow. Could soon be selling an electric car. It's developing an electric car at its headquarters in Wiltshire, England. So there you are. And I think, who's the other guy who's doing rockets? Besides
the Virgin Galactic guy.
Virgin Galactic dude. I think they shot a rocket off this weekend.
Sir.
I'm going to find it.
Richard Branson.
Oh, Richard Branson. Okay, cool. Yeah, anyway, I think he shot a rocket off this weekend it was Jeff Bezos.
Amazon guy. Yep.
Blue Origin successfully launched and landed a rocket over the weekend. The Saturday launch in West Texas is the first for the new Shepard rocket, which is named after Alan Shepard, the astronaut, which is kind of cool. Oh. First American to go in space. Both the rocket and the capsule, which will eventually carry paying customers, landed successfully. That's a good thing if you're going to be having paying customers in there. CNN says, unlike other capsules, Blue Origins is completely automated, so no pilots are inside to control it to reduce the risk of casualties and human error.
Oh.
Okay, I like the idea of reducing the human error thing.
Uh-huh.
I think casualties not so much. I think don't you want somebody in there in case something goes wrong? Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
It's okay, man. And you?
Hey, just fine.
Wonderful.
Hey, I heard about that Dyson car.
Yeah?
But the word on the street is that it really sucked.
I had that so lined up. I had that so ready. Thank you, sir, for doing that so that we didn't have to. That way we can take the show to a higher level, of course.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, exactly. Today marks the beginning of International Dark Sky Week.
Oh, that's good.
According to the organization's website, International Dark Sky Week was created by a high school student in 2003. It's being celebrated March 4th through the 10th, maybe April 4th through the 10th, and was originally created as an astronomy event to draw attention to the problem of light pollution, in addition to impending stargazers, so that they can view the stars and the planets. Growing body of research suggests lost somehow out there because of the natural nighttime light that we have. So they're out there, we just can't see them. And, you know, every once in a while, it's neat because, you know, most of us can't really see that stuff. It's really neat when we have a clear night, a cool night usually. It's clear. And we can see all the stars that are out there, but we do have to get out of town to be able to do that. And I remember, I don't remember the name of the comet.
The Hale-Bopp?
Yeah, that's the one. When was that? Like about
98?
No, I don't even know.
Oh, was it more recent than that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Then it wasn't Hale-Bopp.
Well, no, I took one of my kids. I don't know which one. But we went out to this place that was way out south of College Station.
Halley's Comet?
No, it wasn't Haley's Comet. No. Went way out south of College Station. It was this park that was out on this road called Rock Prairie or something. And nobody was out there, and it was dark. And we got to look through the – we were up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I took one of my kids out to stand there and look through the
out there in the sticks.
They did. They had a telescope that you could see it, and what it basically looked like was a smudge. You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was Swift Tuttle and Hyakutake.
I think it was Swift Tuttle, must have been. Okay. Anyway, something like that. But, yeah, my son, I forget how old he was at the time. Yeah, he was thrilled to death about that. Thanks, Dad.
There are people who talk about darkness and silence being fast-disappearing commodities in our world.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go further and further to get more and more of it.
I can't tell you. I used to go out to Allen Farm and sit out there and just listen to the wind blow through the cotton plants, but I'm weird that way. All right, so anyhow...
With a beer.
No. I would go out there.
After they went cow tipping, he'd go calm down by the cotton.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, go out there and just listen to it.
Did you hear
nice.
Something? No, that was your heartbeat.
All right. So, Brett Baer from Fox News did a little report about the military and what it's done and how it's changed in the Obama administration. Among the people that he talked to were Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, and also... former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. This runs about 2.5 minutes. It's interesting stuff, I think, so we'll share. This is, again, from... and I don't know when the show ran, which means it'll probably run again, but this was from Fox.
I spoke to Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, in the last years of the Bush administration and the early years of the Obama administration. He told me President Obama promised him there wouldn't be any significant changes in the military budget for a while.
Overall, did he keep to his word?
Well, I think that began to fray. Fray may be a too gentle a word.
Before too long, Gates found himself cutting hundreds of billions from the defense budget. And that was only the start. Gates was informed the president wanted to announce even more cuts.
Over the last 2 years, Secretary Bob Gates has courageously taken on wasteful spending, saving $400 billion in current and future spending. I believe we can do that again.
What was your reaction?
Well, I guess I'd have to say I felt double-crossed. After all those years in Washington, I was naive.
To many, the cuts weren't about economic efficiency so much as a strategic change in the role of the military.
You told President Obama's staffers that the defense cuts sent a big strategic message abroad. The United States is going home. Cut a deal with Iran and China while you can.
I think overall it has had that impact. You're sending the message to the rest of the world that you're basically retreating.
Later you meet with President Obama and you tell him the way you will compensate for forced cuts in the next war is with blood. More American kids will die because of our decisions. What was his response to that?
I think he acknowledged it. What I was pitching at a minimum was the world doesn't seem to be getting better. Before you head down a path of deep cuts in defense, why don't you take it kind of slow? You know, it was one of those things where I lost the argument.
That's Bob Gates. And like I said, the other person who he talked to, which this guy kind of had a chilling point of view. This is General Michael Flynn, who was the Defense Intelligence Agency from 2012 to 2014.
I think that he sees the military actually as something that is more dangerous to the world. And I think that he looks at us, I actually do. I think that he looks at the United States military and sees it as a threatening application around the world than actually as a useful tool.
How much more dangerous do you think the world is now than it was 7-8 years ago?
I think more dangerous, far more dangerous.
Yeah, there you go. So, how's that with your cornflakes this morning?
Just not dangerous. Far more dangerous.
Yeah. So anyway, that was, and again, it's that's about a 5-minute piece I know that's out on the Fox News website, but I believe it's part of a longer special that Brett Baer did. There you are at 7:24.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32 horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer offer ends 5/2/2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Time to be outdoors, and Amish Furniture for Generations Just in Time is ready to have you outdoors enjoying yourself with outdoor lawn and patio furniture. And it's a great opportunity right now because you can take 10% off the beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made outdoor lawn and patio pieces. You know, if you bought, I think there are many people who get very disappointed when they go someplace and they buy outdoor furniture because it doesn't last for anything. I mean, it's there for two or three seasons and it's done. Then you've got to go and replace it again and pay way too much. Go to Amish Furniture for Generations and find swivel gliders and swings. You'll find tables and chairs. In fact, you'll also find arbors, other things that you can put outside that you can enjoy. And remember, it's all made right here in the United States by Amish craftsmen, using only the finest wood, which transfers furniture into heirlooms. On Boonville Road, and right now is the time to come out because they've got 10% off these beautifully designed and handcrafted American pieces of outdoor lawn and patio furniture. So take advantage of it. It's Amish Furniture for Generations in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. You can give them a call at 260-5050. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at wiltons.com. We got a great run of weather this week. We're going to be at about 78 today, and probably up to around 82 tomorrow. And the rest of the week, we'll be somewhere in between those two numbers. And it cools down each night into the 50s. So that it's really very nice for the first half of the day, no matter what you need to do, whether it's inside or outside. And it doesn't really get too bad in the afternoon. As I say, it's like California without the high taxes. Right now, looking at clear skies out there, and we've got 51 degrees.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last Thursday, the George Mason School of Law announced it had received two gifts totaling $30 million. With the money, three new scholarship programs will be developed, and the school will be renamed the Antonin Scalia School of Law at George Mason University. $10 million was donated by the Charles Koch Foundation. The other $20 million came from an anonymous donor. University President Angel Cabrera says the generous donations will allow the school to attract and retain the best and brightest students and will make it one of the preeminent law schools in the country. Leonard Leo, a Federalist Society member close to the Scalia family, was approached by the anonymous donor, who asked the university to name the school in honor of Scalia. He issued a statement expressing the family's pleasure at seeing the law school renamed. Even Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg issued a touching statement, noting the high esteem and great affection that she had for Scalia. Calling him a grandmaster in life and law, she said that it is a tribute altogether fitting that the law school will bear his name. Now, when Justice Scalia suddenly passed away, some of the liberal professors at the law school issued vile, classless, caustic remarks. So I suppose it's altogether fitting and somewhat comical that they'll now be teaching at the Antonin Scalia School of Law.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we offer custom-made blinds, handcrafted and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks, oftentimes at a lower price than blinds sold at home improvement warehouses. Available in a wide variety of styles and colors, our blinds are expertly crafted exactly to your specifications, and we guarantee your blinds will fit or we'll replace them for free, even if you make a mistake when measuring or ordering. At Blindster, we are passionate about both the quality of our products and the satisfaction of our customers. Most of our products are backed by a limited lifetime warranty, and if you need help, our team of friendly and knowledgeable window covering experts is ready to assist you every step of the way. Please give us a chance to earn your business.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for a limited time only, all Rush listeners will receive 30% off any order. Just enter code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blindster.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The end is in sight for new Earl Rudder Freeway on and off ramps. Tomorrow begins construction at the last location, affecting southbound traffic in College Station between Southwest and Emerald Parkways. The ramps will be closed, and one-lane traffic on the southbound frontage road will take place through July, weather permitting. That's the same completion target announced by the TxDOT District Office in Bryan for the new ramps affecting northbound traffic in Bryan at the old Reliance exit. The $13 million project began in June of 2013. Another traffic advisory in College Station starts today. The city reports a new sidewalk being built along Welburn Road from Southwest Parkway to Luther will mean occasional closures of a northbound lane through August. A College Station man was arrested after attempting to jump off the sixth floor of North Point Apartments at Texas and University Saturday morning around 4:30. College Station police charged 21-year-old Oren Sewell with public intoxication, assaulting a public servant, and attempted criminal harassment of a public servant. According to the arrest report, Sewell broke the thumb of and tried to bite one officer, spit on another, and kicked a firefighter EMT who had to stop treating Sewell for injuries he received while fighting with bystanders who were preventing him from jumping. A Bryan policeman seeing a driver run a stop sign resulted in the arrest of a convicted attempted murderer. The traffic infraction was Friday night at 17th Street and Highway 21. According to the arrest report, 38-year-old Jerome Searcy tried to throw one of the three officers at the scene of the traffic stop, which was on Texas south of 21. That was followed by a foot chase that ended at the former TxDOT district office. A search of the Mustang that Searcy was driving, which was owned by someone else, led to finding dealer quantities of cocaine in powder and crack form. Officers also seized almost $2,200. BPD noted Searcy had 18 prior arrests. A Texas A&M policeman responding to a call of someone sleeping in the car on West Campus wound up with a major drug bust. When the officer woke up the driver last Thursday morning, who was parked in Lot 72 off Olson near Raymond Stotzer, the driver rolled down his window and the officer smelled marijuana. That led the officer to asking and getting permission to do a search. In the trunk of the driver's rental car, the officer found a cardboard box containing five large vacuum-sealed bags of pot. The street value of more than 10.5 pounds of marijuana in the bulk packaging was estimated at $20,000. The officer also seized $3,000 in cash he found in the center console. 35-year-old Stephen Lyons of Houston is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest. According to online court records, he pleaded guilty to a felony theft charge in Brazos County 4 years ago, where he was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Bluebell says it has found listeria on several parts of its equipment at the main Brenham plant last year that led to big problems.
News reports, Bluebell has told the Food and Drug Administration it also believes the bacteria spread in the drainage system at its plant in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. At its Brenham facility, the company says potential sources of listeria varied by production line. Bluebell has since taken several steps to prevent future contamination. The company shut down operations and recalled its ice cream last year after listeria sickened at least 10 people and killed three.
John Pendolino, TSN News.
April marks Child Abuse Prevention Month, and local agencies are doing their part to bring awareness to the community.
Scotty's House partnered with local law enforcement and child service agencies to put on a series of events this week throughout the Brazos Valley.
We take the month of April. We have a lot of like public displays that kind of represent the children that we serve. And it's a way for the, you know, the community to see that, yes, this is a problem, and for them to know that there are people out there working to make this better for the kiddos.
Volunteer Services Coordinator Melanie Scarpacci says they saw 450 children at Scotty's House last year, which is 10% of the actual number of victims.
These children who experience this kind of trauma early on in their life, they're more likely to become addicted to drugs and alcohol. They're more likely to become incarcerated as adults. And they're also more likely to become offenders. And so we know that if we can get these intervention services in place and get these kiddos into counseling, that we have a really good chance of breaking that cycle of abuse.
Blue Ribbon Tree Ceremonies are being held in 7 Brazos Valley counties this week. A schedule is online at scottyshouse.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There are 3 opportunities this week to catch Congressman Bill Flores in a town hall setting. That includes an appearance tomorrow in Bryan at the American Legion at Highway 21 in Waco, starting at 6 and ending when he has addressed all questions. On Wednesday, there will be what Flores calls a teletown hall.
For the western and rural parts of the district, including Austin and Pflugerville, that'll be at 7 o'clock. If people want to contact us, they can just shoot us a note on our contact form on the website, flores.house.gov, or post something on Facebook at Rep. Bill Flores, and we'll get their number and we'll send them the contact information so they can dial in. We can generally have 30-some thousand people on at one time, and that's a lot more than the 200 or 300 you normally have in person in a physical town hall.
Today, Flores is in Waco at University High School for an event that starts at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 53 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news for you coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
It's 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Nice weather for today with sunshine and blue skies and a west to southwest breeze, boosting our temperatures up to 75 to 80 later on this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We drop down to the mid-50s overnight. Another fine day on Tuesday. again with a west to southwest breeze, mostly sunny and 80. Fair at night, upper 50s, and a mix of clouds and sun on the way for Wednesday, and about 75 to 80. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with A&M men's and women's softball busy over the weekend. We'll get you caught up with the NCAA men's and women's Division I.
Keep going.
National Basketball Championship games.
Tournament, yeah.
Well, this is championship games. Then that'd be tournament on this.
Okay, fine. Yeah, go ahead.
All that and more, assuming I haven't run out of, air.
Nah.
Coming up in sports in about 10 minutes.
I generally like to have a team that I root for in the finals.
Well, duh.
Couldn't care less this year. Just could not care less at all. Because, liked Oklahoma, Lon Kruger's, but Lon Kruger used to come here as a coach when he was at Pan Am. I mean, that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago, and he's been successful at a lot of schools. Well, they get blowed out by some school from Philadelphia, and then the other one is, Carolina, who's been there like a jillion times. I don't care. So, anyway.
So you're not watching tonight, is that what you're saying?
I may turn it on later, but just as soon not.
Not going to watch. Rangers baseball starts today.
You know what? It's time to talk about food at the ballparks.
Their coverage starts at noon.
Of course it does.
The game starts at 3.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Chip Harrod, I think, is up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
so. He's catching opening day?
So among the things that you can buy at Major League Baseball parks, you can talk now, Patrick, in case you've been talking in there. What?
I'm just scratching on my microphone until you turn on the mic.
Is this on? Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. All right, we got the Punisher from Atlanta, which, by the way, you did an okay job in sports, but you didn't say a dang thing about WrestleMania last night.
WrestleMania.
We were so down on. I didn't want to bring it up again because we brought it up a month ago.
I know, and
I
was
wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong. I know, I was wrong. I'll take full responsibility. Anyway, the Punisher
that
you
can
get
coming up
at the Atlanta. No, it's okay. I got a whole deal on it. All right, here's what you get in the Punisher. It's a country fried smoked rib meat slathered in a Monster energy drink infused barbecue sauce.
Oh,
no.
Topped with a fresh cut of beer battered onion and slawsa. I don't know what
slaw,
that
slaw salsa.
Okay.
Oh, this sounds fabulous.
Tucked between a toasted buttered Hawaiian bun and pinned in place, of course, with two slices
of bacon.
That's right.
Yes! I have to have one of those.
They've got the tater tot chomp. You start with a layer of tater tots pressed into a waffle iron, loaded with bacon, melted cheese, and jalapenos, topped with a second tater tot waffle, and served with a Coca-Cola-infused ketchup. There's the Burgeriza. This is a 20-ounce patty, two slices of cheddar with bacon, served between two 8-ounce pepperoni pizzas.
I saw that one.
Now, I mean, I'm guessing there's going to be grease dripping on that
from
the pepperoni. Where does that go?
I think you're speaking Patrick's language, though.
The meat lover's dog, a bacon-wrapped all-beef frank, fried salami, pulled pork, topped with queso blanco and pickles. They got it in Cincinnati. It's the meat lover's dog.
Goodness.
In St. Louis, it's the Hill meatball cone.
I love that.
This would be four meatballs and marinara sauce. Made in a St. Louis Italian neighborhood custom. They've got it. The Hill, apparently, is in
yep,
a neighborhood
that's
there.
That's exactly okay. Where it's at.
Served an Italian bread cone that's topped with shredded mozzarella and Parmesan cheese. Again, it looks real okay when you start, but as the marinara starts soaking through this thing, you're going to have to eat fast or you're going to be wearing it. You know what I'm saying?
Cones of meatball.
Yeah, and the concept there is good. There's the in Minnesota, there's the Buffalo Chicken Bloody Mary. This would be a Buffalo Chicken Bloody Mary with an 8-ounce Bud Light and a bacon cheeseburger slider. Costs extra if you want to do that. I'm just trying to find one we can get in
you
in
know,
Texas.
One in Texas?
I haven't seen one yet. They've got 14 of them. Okay, this is different. Chef Elizabeth's handcrafted mini sugar donuts. With dipping sauce. That's in Toronto. Little mini donuts. I don't know. All right. Irish nachos in Houston. Kettle chips covered with jalapeno queso, toasted tomatoes, and assorted nacho toppings. I don't know. That's okay, I guess.
Sounds
where
pretty
did
good.
I ate they've that somewhere here in town?
They've got a sweet potato waffle chicken sandwich, homemade sweet potato waffle with grilled chicken breast, Greek yogurt. Wait a minute. They got Greek yogurt on something in a baseball game?
No.
In Texas?
No.
With baby spinach and sliced tomatoes. That sounds like something that needs to be in San Francisco or something.
What? Come on. Greek yogurt's part of the tzatziki. It's good with, like, heroes and stuff.
The what?
Yeah, I understand.
Hush.
It is.
Greek food.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I do, too.
All right. So a survey of cell phone, that's some, and they had no prices, okay? They had no prices on any of these.
A kajillion dollars.
Well, yeah, and your baseball seat ain't cheap, and neither's the parking, but I'm just saying. That's okay. It's baseball. Survey of cell phone users. Found that 9 out of 10 say they encounter others using their cell phones in an annoying way.
Uh-huh.
Others. Just saying.
The other 10% are staring at their phone.
Yeah, it's up. Only 8% that thought that their own use was sometimes rude, though. 90% of them say there are people out there who are rude. 8% of them go, not me. Hello?
I just wanted you to know how far I have come as a sports journalist. I had to turn down the media tasting party at the ballpark in Arlington on Thursday for all the new dishes.
Why?
You know, I just had too much to do. But I'm going today, and I will pay for as many as I can and report back.
Oh, tell me you're taking your phone so you can share with us. You can take pictures.
Actually, yes, I will be posting on social media today.
He's on Instagram at Chalupa Cabra.
Okay, now I'm not. Are you going to put your seatbelt on or what?
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay, now I'm not on. What is it? Facebook? Is that what you said?
Facebook, yeah. Twitter,
yeah.
Instagram, Snapchat.
Okay, I'm not on any of those, and so you would have to send them, text them to me independently. Please don't do that, okay?
Yeah, that sounds like way too much effort.
It would, yeah. All right, so what, you're going to be at the baseball game, is that right?
I am, and our sports station, which we have next door to you, is carrying the game, beginning with all the pregame
activities. Wait, stop. Wait a minute. Where are you at Bucky's?
He's driving his weed eater.
God. What is that background noise? Jeez.
I'm on the road.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you had
an air. I'm a hands-free guy.
I thought you had an air-conditioned car. You can roll the windows up.
No, that day is so beautiful. I've got them all down.
That's great. Well, okay, we certainly will want to get some sort of food reviews. Let's see, the game's today. You'll be back on the air Thursday. Is that probably right?
That's about right.
Next Monday, yeah, I believe, okay. Is my next day to work.
Go ahead and take the work. I know that's he takes the page from our members of Congress. All right, well, drive carefully, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. All right. He was so busy.
Yeah, just don't.
That he had to miss the tasting thing?
Just don't.
Ah.
It's Chip.
Yeah. All right, so 747.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you think of Beethoven, parenting may not be the first thing that comes to mind, but there's one moment in Beethoven's life that illustrates the cheerleader that moms and dads ought to be for their kids. On May 7th, 1824, in Vienna, Austria, Beethoven premiered his Ninth Symphony. It was a remarkable achievement. He'd lost his hearing several years before and had composed every note of the masterpiece from music he could hear only in his head. But that night, when the premiere ended, Beethoven's heart sank. Instead of achieving one of his greatest successes, he thought he'd failed. He had been facing the orchestra and couldn't hear the response of the crowd behind him. So when the music stopped and an assistant turned Beethoven toward the crowd, that's when he realized that the entire auditorium had erupted in thunderous applause. In the same way Beethoven missed the crowd's approval, children may not recognize their own achievements. And that's where you come in, Mom and Dad. You have to be your kids' biggest cheerleaders, because they generally won't develop self-confidence on their own. They learn it from you. Maybe your children have potential as an artist, in music or academics, or they show unique athletic ability. Whatever they're good at, they may not realize just how good they are unless you tell them. So remember, when your children do well, they need to hear your applause. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Day.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. It is 7:50. It was a seesaw affair, and the saw ended the sea for Texas A&M, unfortunately. The number one Aggies dropped a 10-7 game to number three Florida and the Gators. The Gators completed the sweep on Sunday. For the second time in the series, though, the Gators broke the scoring seal first. They dropped a couple of runs on A&M. The Aggs' record drops to 22-6. They're 4-5 in the SEC, and they'll return to action as they head to Reckling Park in Houston to take on the Rice Owls at 6:30 tomorrow. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Worked a little better for the ladies, though. Sophomore Ashley Walters went 3-for-3 at the plate, drove in a career-high 6 runs, and the 11th-ranked Texas A&M softball team swept Arkansas 9-1 on Sunday at the Aggie Softball Complex. The ladies get back to work Wednesday against Stephen F. Austin and the Lady Jacks. First pitch there at 6:30. That game's on Navasota News 1550. Several media outlets are reporting A&M assistant men's basketball coach Kyle Keller is headed to Stephen F. Austin to be their next head coach. Keller has been with Billy Kennedy's staff all 5 years of Kennedy's tenure. The Texas A&M men's track team was named most outstanding team among the university division for the second consecutive year based on voting by media covering the 89th annual Texas Relays this past weekend. It's the sixth time A&M has received the honor since 2009 and the ninth time in the history of the meet. The Aggie men won 4 relay titles and set collegiate leading marks for this year in the 4x200 and 4x400 meter relays. They also recorded the third fastest collegiate time this season in both the sprint medley and distance medley relays. Texas A&M senior guard Courtney Walker has been named an All-American by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. The WBCA Honorable Mention All-American honors go to Walker for the second consecutive year. Senior Andrew Lister claimed a fourth on the leaderboard as Texas A&M men's golf team finished ninth during the 10th annual Aggie Invitational at Traditions. The number 22 Aggie women's golf team finished seventh in the Clemson Invitational. And we'll jump over to the hardwood, where it's North Carolina and Villanova for tonight's NCAA Men's Basketball Championship in an end to March Madness in April. North Carolina has beaten Villanova 5 of the last 6 meetings in the tournament, but Nova's lone tournament victory over the Tar Heels came during its championship run back in 1985. On the ladies' side, undefeated UConn is one victory away from an unprecedented 4th straight NCAA title. Connecticut downed Oregon State for its 74th straight victory. They'll play Syracuse Tuesday in the women's title game. And for baseball fans, spring is now officially here. Major League Baseball cranks up in the Lone Star State this afternoon. The Texas Rangers will take on the Seattle Mariners. First pitch at 3 o'clock, and Cole Hamels gets the nod for the Rangers.
I mean, you want to go out there and throw the best game ever in your career to put on a high moment. But, you know, it's just staying within yourself, you know, really keeping the pace of the game in your hand, you know, and having something to kind of move towards for the season and then also for the next game.
You can catch Rangers baseball on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Stros are at the Yankees. That game starts at noon. In the NBA, James Harden had 41 points with 9 assists.
Harden on Foy, spins, steps, shoots, scores! The beard is cooking!
The Houston Rockets improved their playoff chances as they knocked off the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-110. Down the road in Big D, Wesley Matthews hit 6 three-pointers and scored 19 points as the Mavericks nabbed an 88-78 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. In PGA action here in Texas, Jim Herman closed with a 4-under-68 on Sunday to win the Shell Houston Open and earn his first trip to the Masters. On the ice of the NHL, Nate Thompson and Ryan Kessler each scored a shorthanded goal as the Anaheim Ducks defeated the Dallas Stars 3-1. Here's Coach Lindy Ruff on giving up two shorties.
It was a tough play. We mismanaged the puck. It was on both of those, and it hurt us. You know, but things have been going pretty good. I think that gave him a little momentum.
And we'll wrap it up on the racetrack, where NASCAR's season moved east finally, and Kyle Busch captured the STP 500 at the high-banked half mile of Martinsville, the shortest track in the Sprint Cup circuit. Busch led 352 of 500 laps. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in with Mike Vivaldi again from Team of Navasota. And last we heard, you guys were undefeated in 7-on-7.
We are still undefeated. We had a big tournament last Saturday. We won. I hate to brag on my little boy.
Well, you got to.
He actually had his breakout tournament. He had a great tournament. He caught probably 10, 12 passes.
Holy cow.
Didn't drop one. Picked up some big first downs. Scored a couple touchdowns. So I'm super proud of him. He's working hard at it. So.
You humble brag all you want about your kid, man. There ain't no problem with that at
job.
All. Let's find out what our deal of the day is right quick.
The deal of the day is a 2013 Chrysler 300S loaded leather navigation sunroof for $19,888.
You can see both new and used vehicles online at teamofnavasota.com. And we got the free Car Friday coming up again.
That's right.
We got a brand new
month,
so you get a chance to win.
Yep.
Find out more, teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you having trouble losing weight, feeling tired all the time, having difficulty sleeping, or just feel like you're aging too fast? There is a solution, and Herbs to Go has it. Herbs to Go has over 600 unique products that can help you meet your goals. Call Herbs to Go today at 979-279-2861. That's 979-279-2861. Helping people find natural alternatives to health problems since 1999. Visit herbstogo.com.
Howdy, my name's Mary, and I've always had problems that cause me anxiety, such as major tests coming up, going to doctor's appointments, public speaking, or worrying about a family member. But now I have found a solution, a product called Anxiousless. It works without making me drowsy, and it's not habit-forming. I called Herbs to Go and ordered my Anxiousless, and now my life has changed. Call Herbs to Go at 979-279-2861 or go to herbstogo.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Superior. For a limited time only, we're offering no interest with equal payments until January 2021 on any qualifying Trane system. Or get a $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice. So call Superior for details or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your insurance, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Lewis with Rollo Insurance. I shop with all the best insurance companies, MetLife, Safeco, Progressive, Germania, Hartford, Allstate, and more. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best rates for insurance on your home, your car, your boat, an umbrella policy, life or health insurance. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Lewis, 979-220-3018.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us Best Home Builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so did you hear what Juno did for April Fools? The city? I mean, this was pretty cool. They decided that they would go ahead and let, oh, Mattel come in and rename the city Uno for a day. And they got $15,000 from them for their charity.